may be, I say, a treasure of this house, lost since Valkyrie's queen and heir were killed over 40 years ago. If it is so, it may have returned to our aid in this time of need. I called you here to witness the examination of this object and hear what she knows of it.
In the middle of the night? Pox did not know who that was, a tall dark woman on the far side of the room, but the king smiled.
Yes, Jonleth, you all know I have not long to live. The paladin Poxenarian asked healing for me. It was not granted.
He lifted his hand to still the murmurs that ran around the room.
Enough, please. She eased my pain, more ease than I've had since last spring. If the gods have decided that my life is over, who am I, or who is she, to argue? I have no quarrel with her, only great thanks. But in what time is left me, I would learn what I can of this treasure. Poxenarian, come forward.
Pox moved toward the king's chair, aware of the eyes watching her, and bowed. She felt, rather than saw, that Amrothlan followed her closely.
Show them the sword in its scabbard, said the king quietly.
Pox unbuckled the scabbard from her sword belt and held it flat on her arms before her. She saw nothing but interest on most faces, but a few suddenly seemed intent. Sire Holveric, an old man somewhat stooped in heavy woolens and a fur-collared cloak, and of course, all the elves.
How many think they can name this sword?
Asked the king. The Holveric stepped forward.
Sir King, by the jewel on the pommel and the shape of the hilts, it is much like the sword that your elder brother Falkyrie's elven wife carried. That blade was rune-marked on the spine. Is this?
Wait, said the king. Anyone else?
A thin old man in blue shuffled forward, with a younger one supporting him.
I saw that sword in her hand, he quavered. The day she left, Sir King, when I led her horse out and set the lad up behind her, it was belted to her waist. If I can look at the hilts, there was a mark inside the curve, where the boy had made a scratch with something. She laughed about it, said it was his first mark.
He bent over the sword and poked a bony finger into the place, searching with his fingernail.
Yes, there it is. Can you see it?
Pox held the sword for the king to see, and he too found the scratch.
Thank you, Lord Hamaran. Anyone else?
Now the stooped old man came forward. His face was dark and weathered into a nest of deep cracks, but he moved more lightly than the other. He put out one gnarled hand and touched the scabbard lightly.
I say it is the same, Sir King. It feels the same, the way it always did, and the stone's the same.
He touched that, too, with a wary finger.
I've seen this sword many a time, at least this grip and hilts. But it wasn't hers, as I remember, but the boy's.